Hey, ever stop and think about like the one thing needed to actually attract wealth?
Oh, yeah.
You see those quizzes, right? Is it being brilliant like Bezos or inheriting a ton like Trump, maybe a Harvard degree,
Or having the right
or
connections.
just, thinking positively? Law of attraction stuff. Well, something called the billionaire brainwave landed on our radar, and it says, nope, none of those are the real key, which, definitely caught our attention.
It did. So yeah, this deep dive, we're really focusing in on this whole billionaire brainwave idea as it's laid out in this material we found anyway. It claims there's this like neuroscientific secret to getting rich. And the source itself, it's written like a direct message, almost like someone's telling you their big secret.
Yeah, it's got a real narrative feel. It's built around this guy, Dave Mitchell, and he's presented as just a regular Joe, not some expert.
Right, not a scientist.
And he supposedly learned all this from a neuroscientist, this Dr. Summers. It has that kind of average guy discovers hidden knowledge vibe, you
Yeah,
know?
absolutely. So our mission today is basically to unpack the main claims. Like, what is this billionaire brainwave they're talking about?
Which they link to theta waves.
Exactly. Theta waves. And what's supposedly powering it, they point to the hippocampus.
Okay.
Then there's this really interesting, kind of controversial claim about how your socioeconomic background affects it all. And finally, what's their fix? This thing called the brainwave ritual. So we're just going to walk through the details they provide.
All right, let's start with Dave Mitchell's story then, because they really paint a picture of him struggling, financially speaking.
Oh, definitely. Sets the stage.
You hear about his wife being upset, the whole thing with his daughter wanting this electric scooter they couldn't afford.
Yeah, creates relatable pressure.
And then, bam, this big IRS bill lands on him. Apparently, he just couldn't pay it. It really tries to make you feel his desperation.
It does. It's designed to hook you in emotionally, talking about how trapped he felt. They even throw in losing a big sale, his car getting towed, just one thing after another,
Really piling it on.
to emphasize that rock bottom feeling.
Okay, so he's at this low point. His car's gone. He's washing his daughter to school. And then the story pivots, right? This storm hits.
Classic narrative device.
And he ducks into a university building for shelter completely by chance, ends up in a lab. It feels very cinematic.
It really does. And boom, there's this neuroscientist, Dr. Summers, in a lab coat. The source makes a point of saying how incredibly unlikely this meeting was. Almost fated, you know?
And Dr. Summers isn't just any random scientist, according to this material. He was part of some privately funded think tank.
Yeah, specifically researching brainwaves and how they connect to wealth. Sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie almost.
Totally. It adds this layer of like secret knowledge.
For sure. And the claim is this research led to a breakthrough, a specific technique, a 7-minute daily thing using brainwave tech designed to help people attract money. But it was supposedly meant only for the elite.
Ah, the plot thickens. So Dr. Summers has a crisis of conscience.
That's the story. He supposedly felt it was wrong to keep it exclusive. And so this random meeting with Dave Mitchell.
Becomes his chance to get it out there, starting with Dave.
Exactly. It positions Dave as the conduit, the everyday guy chosen to share this powerful secret. Sort of a classic trope.
Okay, makes sense as a story. So let's get into the science bit as they present it. They make a big distinction between beta waves and theta waves.
Right. Beta waves get labeled the slave wave.
Harsh term, yeah.
They link it to stress, being constantly busy, but, not actually building wealth, just spinning your wheels.
Okay, so beta, bad in this context, stuck.
Pretty much. And then you have theta waves. That's the star, the billionaire brainwave.
And that's linked to all the good stuff, creativity, intuition.
Healing, learning faster, even bliss, they claim. It's a very clear good versus bad setup they've got going.
They must offer some kind of backup for why Theta is so great, right?
Well, they do mention a few things. They reference a NASA psychology study linking theta to better memory and Japanese research on the flow state, connecting that to theta. Also, some Russian research supposedly linking theta to feelings of bliss. They
Interesting.
even bring up Thomas Edison, suggesting he had some kind of device to deliberately get into a theta state for inventing.
Edison. Wow. Now, it's worth saying, right? Theta waves are real. They are linked to certain states like drowsiness, meditation, deep relaxation.
Oh, absolutely. Theta waves are a known brain frequency. But the direct leap to financial abundance specifically. That's the interpretation this source is making. It's quite a specific connection.
Right. And Edison using it, that definitely adds some mystique. suggesting it's not totally out of left field.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say the source of these amazing theta waves is the hippocampus, that part of the brain involved in memory.
Yeah, the hippocampus. They call it the power source. And here is the key part of their argument.
Go on.
They claim the size of your hippocampus directly impacts how many theta waves you produce. So a bigger hippocampus
means more theta and therefore more capacity for wealth. They actually say a big, thick hippocampus.
That's the phrase they use, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, scientifically, the hippocampus is vital, no doubt. Memory, learning. But saying its size dictates the amount of a specific brainwave and that this directly causes wealth, well, that's a pretty simplified take on very complex brain science.
Okay, I see. Simplifying for the narrative. Now, this is where it gets potentially a bit dicey, right? The link to socioeconomic background.
Yes, this is a really significant claim they make. They assert that, based on numerous studies and MRI scans, people not raised wealthy tend to have a smaller hippocampus.
Whoa, seriously?
That's their claim. A smaller hippocampus leading to less theta wave production. They really lean into the perceived unfairness of it.
So they're basically saying if you grew up poor, your brain might be physically different in a way that holds you back financially.
That's the implication they're putting forward. And they use it to explain why maybe traditional self-help or manifestation hasn't worked for some people. They literally say it's not your fault.
Hmm. That's a powerful message. But also, a really strong claim about biology and upbringing. You'd want to see the actual studies they're referencing there.
Absolutely. Critical thinking is key here. They do mention one specifically, a Columbia University study using MRIs. They claim it backs up this shrunken hippocampus effect based on socioeconomic factors.
Okay.
They present this as a major finding, almost like a paradigm shift in understanding wealth. Again, digging into that specific study would be crucial to see what it actually found and concluded.
And they take it even further, suggesting wealth might be neurologically inherited, not just money, but brain advantages.
That's the idea they float, yes. A sort of biological determinism linked to wealth, which, you know, raises huge questions about nature versus nurture.
But then they pivot, right? Because that sounds pretty bleak if it stops there.
Right. They don't leave you hanging with that depressing thought. They immediately bring in neuroplasticity.
The brain's ability to change.
Exactly. They emphasize that the brain can adapt. It can rewire itself. So even if someone's hippocampus is supposedly smaller or shrunken,
it's not permanent?
Nope. They say this mind's money-making machinery can be changed and changed fast with the right approach, which, of course, leads perfectly into their solution.
The brainwave ritual.
Precisely. So the search for how to change it begins. They mention research, supposedly from Kyoto University, about sound frequencies affecting gene expression and brain function quickly.
Sound waves. Interesting shift.
Yeah, and they connect this to historical uses of sound. They bring up shamans, ancient Greeks, Native Americans.
Even Da Vinci and Tesla get a mention. Wow, they're casting a wide net.
They really are. Trying to build this sense of ancient wisdom meets modern science. They even mention the people of Tuva and their throat singing.
Throat singing? How does that fit?
They suggest it's a specific sound frequency that helped them survive in harsh conditions. It's, well, it's an eclectic mix of references they use to support the idea of sound power.
Okay, so lots of historical and cultural nods. Leading to what, specifically?
Leading to their sound frequency. The first theta-based sound frequency, as they call it. Engineered, they claim, to specifically target the hippocampus.
How specific are we talking?
They boast about its precision, 9 decimal points, hitting 3 frequencies at once. Supposedly starts activating the billionaire brainwave immediately. Now that kind of claimed precision, that usually requires some serious tech and validation.
And the actual ritual, what does Dave or anyone have to do?
It sounds incredibly simple. Just listen to the special sound wave for 7 minutes a day.
That's it?
That's it. They mentioned Dave got an iPod from Dr. Summers, but presumably any device works. Just pop on headphones for 7 minutes.
Okay. And Dave's reaction, was he immediately sold?
No. They make a point of saying he was skeptical at first, which makes sense, right? It sounds pretty out there.
Yeah.
But then they describe his first time listening, feeling like he was floating, this wave of euphoria washing over him.
Okay. So subjective experiences, which can happen with meditation or sound baths. Sure.
Exactly. But then the story connects it to external events.
Ah, the result.
Right after, he supposedly finds a $100 bill on the street.
Hmm. Coincidence.
Could be. Then he closes this huge sale at work, even though he apparently messed up some details. These things are presented as direct results of listening to the sound, even though Dave himself was initially unsure.
So the narrative starts linking the sound to good fortune.
Strongly. And it builds from there. Dave starts making way more money, buys a house, his relationships improve, he takes a vacation, a whole life turnaround attributed to this 7-minute daily habit.
And did he share it?
Yeah, the source says he shared the sound wave with friends, family,
Mm-hmm.
and they apparently got great results too. Though, it's anecdotal. No hard data presented on that.
Right. Okay, so that brings us to the pitch for the listener, basically.
Pretty much, the instructions are straightforward. Listen for 7 minutes daily right after waking up. Simple.
And they add that sense of urgency, don't they? Like limited copies available.
Standard marketing tactic, yeah.
Yeah.
Create scarcity. They frame the reason for selling it as wanting to fulfill Dr. Summers' wish, helping people who are struggling financially. Very altruistic framing.
But then comes the price tag.
Right. There's a regular price, then a discounted price, which they land on $39.
Okay, $39. And what do you get for that? Just the sound file?
Oh no, it's a whole bundle. They throw in several free gifts.
Like what?
There's something called the Warren Buffett Pyramid. Sounds like investment advice. 7 Lazy Millionaire Habits. Another sound wave called Quick Cash Manifestation.
Quick cash.
Yeah, and they include a little story about a woman, Marianne, supposedly getting fast cash after listening to it.
Okay.
And also 500 Billionaire Brainwave Success Stories. So, social proof bundled in. It's a pretty comprehensive package for the price.
And I bet there's a guarantee.
You bet. A 90-day, 100% money-back guarantee helps lower the perceived risk for someone on the fence.
Makes sense. And then they lay out the choice pretty starkly, right?
Very much so.
Yeah.
It's basically option A, ignore this, stay stuck, maybe things even get worse, potentially affecting your family down the line.
Wow, laying it on thick.
Or option B, try the billionaire brainwave for just $39, risk-free, and potentially change everything. Unlock abundance, happiness, the whole shebang. It's a classic fork in the road closing argument.
Okay, wow. So let's just recap the main claims quickly. There's this thing called the billionaire brainwave,
Which they equate to theta brainwaves,
and that's supposedly the key to wealth. Its power source is the hippocampus.
whose size, they claim, is influenced by your socioeconomic background growing up. Less wealth, smaller hippocampus, less theta.
But it's fixable, they say, using neuroplasticity.
Right.
Right.
Via their solution, a 7-minute daily ritual, listening to a specific sound frequency designed to boost theta waves by targeting the hippocampus.
Got it. That's the core package of claims.
Yeah. So when you piece together the personal story, the references to neuroscience, the historical nods, it definitely weaves together a compelling narrative.
Yeah.
Extraordinary, but compelling.
Absolutely. So for everyone listening, having gone through this deep dive with us, what stands out to you? I mean, considering this mix of, personal story, the brain science references, even those bits about ancient practices, what feels most, I don't know, intriguing?
Or maybe what raises the biggest questions for you about how our minds and maybe our financial reality might be linked?
Yeah, exactly. And if we just sort of entertain that idea of neuroplasticity for a second, that the brain can change, what possibilities could that even suggest, regardless of where someone starts from?
Definitely gives you something to mull over, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Lots to think about there.